Karen Judé worked as a secretary at Cantor Fitzgerald on the 101st floor of the North Tower. At StoryCorps, her fiancé, Richard Peccarella, remembered her.
I knew as soon as I looked at her that she was the one. It was magical. I can't describe it. I couldn't tell her that, but I was like a 15-year-old again. I got all Google-eyed and didn't know what to do or say, and stumbling wasn't like me at all. Wasn't the typical macho Italian guy from Brooklyn. When I met Karen, somehow she relaxed me. She just taught me patience. I had very little patience. Basically, I was, you know, one of those guys rolled down the window and screamed at the drivers when they weren't driving the way I thought they should be. And she toned me down. She showed me to be nicer to people. Give it a second thought before you start yelling. And I've carried that with me. Other than her going to work, there wasn't a time we weren't together. Every morning, Karen would drive with me to my office, and then she'd take the subway from my office one stop to the Trade Center. I worked in Brooklyn, so my window across the East River, I could see the Twin Towers. So I'm doing some work, and one of my workers comes in and says, Richie, I just heard that the Trade Center got hit with a plane. I turn around, and I see the building burning. And I took my office chair, and I threw it at my window. So they brought the nurse up. She gives me a bottle of water. I have the bottle of water, and it's in my hand, and my hand is trembling so much that it's splashing all over me. I couldn't even hold the bottle in my hand. I miss her eyes. Her eyes sparkled to me. One day they were blue, next day they were green, depending on how the light hit them. Karen, I'll always be in love with you, and I will see you again.
Richard Peccarella, remembering Karen Judé, his fiancé. These 9/11 stories will be housed at the National September 11 Memorial and Museum. All StoryCorps recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. What one word describes your emotions on the day of the attacks and how you feel today? Take part in our interactive project, September 11, Then and Now in One Word, at our website, npr.org. You're listening to live special coverage of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks from NPR News.